Hello, we are your hosts, Kimma Wispy and
Monica Williams of Books, Blessings, and Business, sponsored by Literacy Moments Magazine and Beach Girls PR and Marketing.
On our show, we will have conversations and discussions on various topics with expert special guests who will share blessings in your life. We'll also explore the magic of books with authors from different genres and have some creative entrepreneurs who will share strategies, ideas to help your business thrive. And they're coming from all over the country.
Our guests over the next 3 weeks will discuss topics such as life after loss. We all know what it's like to lose a loved one and to have to live life without that person physically being in our life. So that is going to be a very interesting topic that we all will be able to relate to. We will talk about grief and healing. Once we go through the process of grief, healing is very, very imperative for each person to be able to be on that healing journey. We will definitely have a deep discussion about that. We're going to have topics such as self-care. How many of us take care of everybody else except ourselves? So we're going to focus on ways in which we can do some self-care, putting ourselves first. That is going to be very interesting. I think we're all going to benefit from that. We're going to have topics such as spirituality versus religion. We know that that is not the same. So we're going to talk about the differences and what that means. We're also, for all of you fantasy lovers, we will have short stories on fantasy. So for all of you ones who are very interested in fantasy stories, tune in. We will talk about top shelf wife. You're going to learn some tips on how to become a top shelf wife, and we know what top shelf means, so look out for that. That is going to be interesting. We're also going to have topics such as a walk on a history journey. We all like to know our history, and you will get a lesson, one that you will never forget. And we are going to have topics such as chaos in the making. When you hear the word chaos, you know what that means. So you want to make sure that you are tuning in. And we are going to talk about health challenges that we all tend to, we need some information on how to take care of ourselves better. We all face health challenges. We all got something that we're dealing with. So that is going to be something interesting to listen to as well. And even if it's not for you, it could be for someone in your family or some loved one. So tune in. We are going to have some amazing topics.
So Monica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Monica Williams. I am a renowned speaker. I am an author of 2 books that I individually wrote. And I also have 2 books that I collaborated with other women on. What else? There's so many things about me. I am a wife. I am a mom. I have 5 children. Of those 5 kids, I have, they're almost 12, set of twins, boy and girl. I love to inspire and motivate and encourage and uplift women. I have a master's degree in social work. I'm a graduate of Millersville University. I am currently a medical social worker, which a hospice medical social worker, where I offer end-of-life support to hospice patients and their families. And I just love spending time with my family, with my children, with my spouse. I love vacationing. I am a foodie. I love to eat. That is a big highlight of mine. I will travel all over to get some good food. So And that's it. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things about me, but again, I am a source of inspiration and I see myself as a beacon of hope and positivity to people that I surround myself with.
Okay. And your favorite food? What's your go-to food?
Oh my gosh. Somebody asked me that before. What's your favorite food? And you know what my response was? Everything. And it is so true. I just love food, and especially soul food. Okay. If we really want to talk about the type of food, it's soul food. And I love seafood. But soul food is number one. You give me some fried chicken and some collard greens and some baked mac and cheese and some cornbread and potato salad. I'm telling you, you got me. Okay. But it has to be good. It has to be good.
Yes. And what's the titles of your books that you have?
So the first book that I have that I wrote was How I Love God and Her, The Battle of the Heart. The second book that I wrote, and that book was published in 2019. My second book was an autobiography. And it is The Unveiling, Pain, Trauma, and Truth. And that was published in 2022. And then I wrote my third book that I was the visionary of. I gathered five other women, and we wrote the book called The Women of Color, where we talk about colorism, where we share our stories surrounding colorism. And then I did an anthology book with probably about, I think it was like 18, 19 women. And I co-authored a book called Baldness with Boldness, Unmasking Alopecia, Revealing Resilience. And that book is about hair loss, whether it was through alopecia or cancer or, you know, just some form of hair disease where it causes you to lose your hair and just be bald. So I'm very excited about those books. And there will be some more books to come. Those are the four books that I have out currently on Amazon.
And I know you're busy besides doing this podcast. What you have coming up in the next couple months?
So in the next couple months, I have a women's brunch. And the theme of that brunch is called I Am More Than Good Enough. And it is going to take place on May the 18th from 1 to 5 in Moncton, Maryland. And that address is 510 Moncton Road in Moncton, Maryland. And I'm looking forward to that, gathering some beautiful, bold, boss women together, getting us in one room. And hopefully that will be a life-changing event.
Thank you for sharing. And one more question. What is your favorite quote or saying?
One that I live by and one that I try to help others to live by. And I always tell people, remember, the only person you can be is yourself. So Kim, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I have been on a weird journey of life. My one quote that I live by from the beginning was, do what you have to do what you want to do. And so over the years, I did what I had to do. You know, I worked in the hotel industry for 15 years. I went to school, got my degrees in PR and marketing and my MBA. I worked in the music industry because I had, you know, I wanted to learn about the different things in the music industry. And I always knew I wanted to be a writer. So I sought out a magazine and became a managing editor of a couple of magazines. So I did what I had to do what I want to do. And now I'm at the stage where I'm doing what I want to do. I have two awesome magazines, Literacy Moments Magazine and Curvy Me magazine that are doing really well. This podcast that has me kind of breaking out of my shell, doing some amazing things. And lastly, you know, capping off my educational journey and getting my PhD. So, you know, my first quote was, do what you have to do in order to do what you want to do. And now I'm living my second life with my last quote of, you know, quote, and it comes to Maya Angelou. It's pretty much, you know, I've learned that people will forget what you say, they will forget it, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So that's my part two of my life. So that's me in a nutshell.
I love that. I mean, hotel industry for 15 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So how did you go from that to hotel industry? And now you have your MBA in PR, went to the music industry. I mean, that's just two different ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
It was actually helped me do what I had to do. It for me, it put me, you know, me through school. It gave me some flexibility, and it really taught me a lot of skills. And also, I was able to travel, so that was one of the things I enjoyed. You know, I could travel all over the country, you know, managing hotels or consulting. So that was the thing that really kind of helped me do all the things that I needed to do. It's a great.
So that was like a strong foundation.
Yes, that was the foundation. Mm-hmm. And you know, I enjoyed it, but after making everybody else's money, I'm like, wait a minute, it's time for me to try to make my own money, or maybe create my, you know, build my own hotel. So yeah, after a while you have that aha moment, like, okay, it's time to stop.
And so you said that you are a writer and you enjoy writing. And I love that you are editor of a magazine. How long has that been in the making?
First magazine, I've been with them for 12 years, called Suave Magazine. It's a male lifestyle magazine. I'm really the person behind the scenes, you know, making the interviewing, the, you know, the content, the people. So I've been with them for about 12 years now, and it's been great. I learned a lot, met some awesome people, but it really helped me fulfill one of the dreams. You know, when you're small and you're young and you want to say you want to be a writer, the first thing comes to mind, I want to write for Essence. Who doesn't want to write for Essence? So it's like, find something else. So.
But I love your first quote, do what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about the beginning and then the latter part of your years, right? Mm-hmm. So getting this PhD.
Yes.
I know that's part of doing what you have to do what you want to do. What are your plans for that PhD?
Actually, I want to teach. I'm not really sure if I want to go the professor route in the colleges, because now it's so easy to create your own concept and teach, you know, and do what you need to do. You don't have to be stuck in that one area, because, you know, most people with PhDs, I'll be a college professor, but with so much technology, so many different resources, you have endless opportunities. So I know I want to teach. Narrowing down what subject matter is one of the things I'm working on, but definitely want to teach. Right now, I pretty much have been helping with some high school students really find their career and college path. So teaching them those skills, because a lot of them are missing them. They going through high school and in 12th grade, and like, I don't know what I want to do. So helping them figure that out and introduce them to all the many careers that they have a possibility of doing.
Well, you know what? That's going to probably be a great segue into, like you said, people say a lot of things, but the one thing people always remember is how you treat them, how you treated them, and how you made them feel. So being in that profession, especially with kids today, or, you know, young adults, they will always remember how you made them feel. So thank you. And this was good. I appreciate your responses. They were awesome. We are your hosts of Books, Blessings, and Business Podcast. And this is the platform for you to share your personal stories, life experiences, and accomplishments. Looking forward to having thought-provoking discussions.
Be blessed all you do, and thank you for listening. And Monica, what's our favorite closing thought?
Remember, the only person you can be is yourself.